week 9 of the high school football season. Hella traveled to Cedar Rapids, Washington for a huge game. Heard live on 92.1 KBLS with Trevor Castle and Randy Sikkema.
Wiesner goes in motion, now into the backfield, and they hand it off to Clayburg. Left side run again, picks his way through, and off to the races at the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5! Touchdown, Pella, Nolan Clayburg, 57 yards. Clayburg breaking a tackle, running down the far sideline, and all the way in! Touchdown, Pella! Nolan Clayburg, like a bolt of lightning, 43 yards. Is underthrown and intercepted. Picked off along the far sideline, and this ball game is over.
Final score, Cedar Rapids, Washington 23, Pella 21. Pella Christian opened up the Class 1A playoff with visiting Minneapolis. Heard live with Andrew Schneider and J.D. Bohr on KNIAKBLS.com, KBLS 2.
Isaac Kack, shotgun snap. He'll fake the handoff, keeping himself right side. Jukes past one defender, dragging another one with him all the way into the end zone. Six for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. A tough 11-yard run for Isaac Kack. Kack to throw. Under some pressure, he'll shed one in the backfield, finding his man. It's caught! It's Bo Bush, and he's into the end zone. Six for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. Isaac Kack eludes the rush and fires a bullet to Bo Bush. And that ball is off the returner. That's a loose ball, and Pella Christian's recovering. At the 12-yard line, I have no idea what the return man from Minneapolis was thinking. He had no reason to get that ball without a fair catch.
Final score, Pella Christian 42, Minneapolis 21. Knoxville welcome Class 3A number 1 Harlan. Heard live on 95.3 KNIA.
And he will put the foot into it. And it is going to be a short end-over-end punt that is taken by Frame. And he is immediately hammered at the 40-yard line. Coming in there to get him. One of them was Cale Kincaid. Tyce Houck also lowering the boom on Frame. He'll look to throw. He pumps once. He'll throw. He'll go long. Short. And it picked off by Jay Keller. Keller running the other way to the 30. 35 to the 40. 45 out to the 50-yard line. Casper Bauer floated that one. And Jay Keller took advantage. And the Panthers have good field position at the 50-yard line. Here's Casper Bauer. Look, the pass gets hit. It goes down. Hey, guess what? Their quarterback can be sacked. How about that? Leave it to Knoxville to put the first sack on Harlan this year.
Final score, Harlan 76, Knoxville nothing. Indianola hosted Boone with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson on the call on 94.3 KNIA.
Double wide receivers left again. Brick drops back to pass, looks to the right side. This time's caught by Kingery at the 25 to the 20. He's out in open space to the 10, to the 5, and jogs into the end zone. A 34-yard connection from Brick to Kingery. Nothing special, but Kingery makes it look special, and the Indians are on the board first. Brick in the shotgun. Drops back to pass, takes a shot across the middle, wide open, just waltzes into the end zone. Carter Erickson, 26 yards, and Indianola goes up 12 to nothing.
Gordon to the right, Kingery to the left, Brick, handoff, Murawski, left side, has an angle, across the five, pushes his way into the end zone, and Jackson Murawski with a 13-yard run into the end zone. Touchdown, Indianola, they lead 26 to nothing.
Final score, Indianola 41, Boone nothing. Norwalk traveled to Bondurant Farrar, heard live with John Mulwinkle on KNIAKBLS.com, KNIA 3.
And this would give Bondurant Farrar the first points of the game. Snap, spot, kick is up. I think someone might have blocked it and it falls short. I think someone got a fingertip on it and it falls short of the crossbar. He's dropping back to pass under pressure. Fires it far side of the field, and that one is intercepted by the Blue Jays. It's Barkema returning it down the far sideline. Run out of bounds around the 20.
And it's blocked by the Warriors. They can return this, but they just plop down on it. And that brings us to halftime.
Final score, Bondurant Farrar 23, Norwalk 7. ECM traveled west to almost Nebraska and barely Missouri to Clarinda. Heard live on KNIAKBLS.com, KBLS 3, with Alex Cook and Jeff Lindsay.
So big play here, third down and 9, 8:36 to go here, third quarter. Clarinda 13, PCM 7. Vandaloon in the shotgun. Anderson to his right. Now he's going to motion out to the left. Vandaloon's going to take. He's going to throw. Under pressure. Rolling out to the right. Got some time. Now fires on the run. Open and making the catch is Jake Esslinger on the far side across midfield. Esslinger across the 40. Gets by defender. Still going across the 30. Esslinger inside the 25. Still going 20. 15, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown. Jacob Esslinger. And no flags anywhere on the field. Schmidt in the shotgun with Brown in the backfield again. Schmidt will take. He's going to roll to the right this time. He's going to look to throw. He's hit as he lets it go. Watford's intercepted. Picked off at the 31-yard line by Matthew Razonki. 14-13 PCM on top here in this ballgame. Vandaloon in the shotgun, and he'll take, and he will hand it off to Anderson. Anderson will get the first down, and that, Jeff Lindsay, will seal the deal.
Final score, PCM 14 and Clarinda 13. Those were our top-tier highlights from week 9 of the high school football season.